商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。上一次 Tate 女士和 Crane 先生谈到，向投资银行贷款费用可能会低于商业银行。今天 Tate 女士要进一步解释从投资银行贷款的风险，她要谈投资银行对哪一方承担义务或者责任，一个人或者一个组织团体所承担的义务或者责任，用英文说是 commitment, C O M M I T M E N T, commitment。 他会向 Crane 先生说明，投资银行不同于商业银行，投资银行是向投资者而不是向借款人承担义务和责任的。投资银行必须确保投资者的利益，否则他们就没有可用来放贷的资金。正因为如此，向投资银行借款风险就比较大。好，我们去听他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，投资银行向哪一方负有义务和责任。
I told you how a commercial bank would stand by you.
Sure, as long as we're paying down our debt.
On the other hand, an investment bank's commitment is not to you.
No long-term commitment to me?
No, their commitment is to their investors.
You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right, a joint venture.
Kate 女士，首先回顾上一次谈到的一点，商业银行怎么样支持借款的人，再听一次她的话。
I told you how a bank would stand by you.
他说 how a bank would stand by you. 这里的 stand by somebody 是站在某人的一边，也就是支持帮助某人的意思。这句话里的 a bank 指商业银行，所以他是在说，我对你说过商业银行是怎么样帮助借款人的。 Crane 先生听了说什么呢？
Sure, as long as we're paying down our debt.
他表示同意，并且补充说，只要借款人及期付款，也就是说按时分期付款，银行就会继续支持借款人。他又用了我们上次学到的短语 pay down, 意思是按月归还债款的本金。请想一想， What kind of things can you pay down? 并且回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的应对对照一下。
Can you pay down a debt?
Yes, you can pay down a debt.
Can you pay down a loan?
Sure, you can pay down a loan.
Crane 先生说的是分期偿还贷款或者债款，我们再听一遍。
Sure.As long as we're paying down our debt.
Kate 女士接着指出，投资银行不同于商业银行的地方是，投资银行放贷用的是人们的投资，所以对投资者负有责任和义务，而商业银行则是把人们的存款用来放贷。
An investment bank's commitment is to their investor.
Crane 先生对这个有什么看法呢？
No long-term commitment to me.
Crane 先生认同 Tate 女士的观点，并且意识到投资银行对借款人不会长期担负责任，这是个关键问题，所以 Tate 女士要再次强调这一点。
No, their commitment is to their investors.
她的意思是投资银行要关照的是投资者的利益，而不是借款人的利益。我们再听一遍这几句话。
An investment bank's commitment is to their investors.
No long-term commitment to me.
No, their commitment is to their investors.
我们最近时常接触的几个词和 invest 属于同一个词汇家庭。我们听听这几句话，把它们认出来。
They need a return on their investment. The investors could take control of your business. They invest in stocks.
你找到他们了吗？有名词投资 investment， 有名词投资者 investor， 还有动词投资 invested。请回答问题，并在回答的时候正确应用 invest、investor 或者 investment， 然后对照一下我们的答案。
What do investors do?
They invest money.
Who invests money in stocks?
Investors.
I understand how a commercial bank works. What is the other kind of bank?
An investment bank.
An investment bank needs to make a profit. What is the expression for profit from investment?
Return on investment.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Where is the investment bank's commitment?
I told you how a commercial bank would stand by you.
Sure, as long as we're paying down our debt.
On the other hand, an investment bank's commitment is not to you.
No long-term commitment to me?
No, their commitment is to their investors.
You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right, a joint venture.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
Where is the investment bank's commitment?
To their investors.
他俩谈了从不同的银行贷款各有利弊之后，把话题转向第三种资金来源——合资经营。Crane 先生对寻找合资经营伙伴的主意毫无兴趣，于是 Kate 女士向他指出合资的有利因素。我们以前学过，合资经营或者合资企业是 joint venture。而合资经营的伙伴是 joint venture partner. Partner is spelled P-A-R-T-N-E-R. 我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：合资经营的伙伴会带来哪些有利因素
？You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right, a joint venture.
A joint venture doesn't appeal to me.
There are a lot of advantages to having a partner.
Sure, I could give some other company a foothold in my market.
But they bring a lot to the table.
Like what?
Like capital and additional expertise.
I would grow a lot faster.
And you'd realize gains more quickly.
我们先听听他俩怎么样把话题转向第三种资金来源。
You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right, a joint venture.
Crane 先生提醒 Tate 女士，她提过第三种资金来源。Tate 女士接上话头，说出那是合资企业。我们听听 Crane 先生对这种选择的直接反应是什么。
That doesn't appeal to me.
That doesn't appeal to me.委婉地表示自己并不喜欢那个主意。Appeal is spelled A-P-P-E-A-L. Appeal to somebody 意思是对某人有吸引力，或者合某人的心意。再听一遍这句话。
That doesn't appeal to me.
如果要表示那正合自己的心意，就可以说 That appeals to me.我们来练习应用 that doesn't appeal to me 或者 that appeals to me。假定你的顾问在向你提出建议，请你向他表示你是否喜欢这些建议，然后再参考我们的应对。当然，我们说的不是唯一正确的答案。
You could borrow from a commercial bank.
That appeals to me.
You could borrow from an investment bank.
That appeals to me.
You could borrow from a joint venture partner.
That doesn't appeal to me.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来。虽然找合资伙伴不合 Crane 先生的心意，然而 Tate 女士却要指出，这样做有很多有利因素。
There are a lot of advantages to having a partner.
他的话有没有打动 Crane 先生呢？
Sure, I could give some other company a foothold in my market.
这里的 foothold 是立足点。整句话的意思是，没错，我好让别的公司跑到我的市场站住脚跟。听来 Crane 先生相当怀疑合资经营的好处，他当然不愿意拱手出让自己的市场。我们再听一遍他俩的对答。
There are a lot of advantages to having a partner.
Sure, I could give some other company a foothold in my market.
Kate 女士要摆出具体的有利因素来说服他。
But they bring a lot to the table.
They bring a lot to the table. 意思是他们能带到谈判桌上的东西也很多。这里的 table 指谈判桌。再听一遍他的话和 Crane 先生的反应。
But they bring a lot to the table.
Like what?
Crane 先生说 like what 相当于 for example 是要求他说的具体一点。我们听听是什么，但是先得学个生词。Expertise, E-X-P-E-R-T-I-S-E, expertise, 意思是专门技能和专业知识。
Like capital and additional expertise.
他举出了资金和更多的专业技能这两个有利因素。在快速流利的交谈中，人们常会用 like what, 要求对方举例。再听一遍他俩的对答。
Like what?
Like capital and additional expertise.
听了 Tate 女士列举具体的有利因素以后， Crane 先生得到启发，他这样说。
I would grow a lot faster.
他说他的公司会更加快地发展。Tate 女士又补充什么呢？
And you'd realize gains more quickly.
这里的 realize意思是赚取、获得 ，gains 指利润。他是说，你就会更快地赚取利润了。再听一次这句话。
And you'd realize gains more quickly.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段对话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What does a joint venture partner bring to the table?
You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right. A joint venture.
A joint venture doesn't appeal to me.
There are a lot of advantages to having a partner.
Sure. I could give some other company a foothold in my market.
But they bring a lot to the table.
Like what?
Like capital and additional expertise.
I would grow a lot faster.
And you'd realize gains more quickly.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的答案对照一下。
What does a joint venture partner bring to the table?
Capital and expertise.
在 Tate 女士的启发下， Crane 先生意识到合资经营的好处是能得到资金并且补充专业技能，企业因而可能会更快的发展。然而有利必有弊，他俩接着要谈到合资经营的一大弊病是产权流失。产权的英文是 equity, E-Q-U-I-T-Y, equity。产权流失意味着失去对企业的控制。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。Crane 先生不愿意放弃的是什么？
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
With so many advantages, why don't I like this?
It's your company. You don't want to give up control.
Who would? I don't want to give up equity in my company.
You've worked hard to build it up.
I've taken a lot of risks. I'll take a few more.
So, let's stick with the banks.
Crane 先生和 Tate 女士开始还在继续谈论合资经营可能带来的有利因素。
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
Crane 先生说，这一来他公司承担的风险会比较低，他也不会欠债。他又用了我们学过的单词 outstanding， 在这儿 outstanding 解释为没偿还的。 Tate 女士表示同意，并且说，而且你合资伙伴的银行也会支持你。他用 plus 来引出自己的补充， plus 在这儿的意思是还有，而且。他话里的 on your side 相当于前面学到的 standing by you， 是站在你的一边，也就是支持你。我们再听一遍他俩补充的合资伙伴的三个好处。
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
你注意到了吗？他们用虚拟语气说出这三点，因为这三点都要在 Crane 先生有合资伙伴这个假设情况下才会发生。他俩虽然没有说出这个假设，然而我们根据话里用的情态动词 would 能意识到这个假设条件，而第三个 would 被简化成 apostrophe d。 再听一次这几句话，注意虚拟语气。
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
我们来假定 Crane 先生要和他人合资经营了，请你回答下面的问题，注意应用虚拟语气，说完了再对照我们的答案。
Would his risks be higher or lower?
His risks would be lower.
Would he have outstanding debts or not?
He wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
Would he have his partner's banks on his side or not?
He'd have his partner's banks on his side.
Would he have help from his partner or not?
He'd have help from his partner.
说了合资的种种好处之后，他俩接着要分析不利因素了。我们听 Crane 先生怎么样改变谈话方向。
With so many advantages, why don't I like this?
他说，有那么多的好处，那我为什么还不喜欢合资经营呢？我们听 Tate 女士立刻点出关键所在。
It's your company. You don't want to give up control.
他说，关键是你的公司，你不想放弃公司的控制权。短语 give up 表示放弃。听听 Crane 先生的反应是什么。
Who would? I don't want to give up equity in my company.
他用问题 who would 来做出答复，意思是谁会愿意放弃公司的控制权呢？他接着声明，他不想放弃公司的产权。这里他用了我们刚学到的单词 equity。产权，再听一遍。
Who would? I don't want to give up equity in my company.
Tate 女士听了怎么说呢？
You've worked hard to build it up.
她理解 Crane 先生为什么不愿意放弃，她指出原因，那是 Crane 先生辛苦经营起来的事业。我们往下听 Crane 先生做什么表示。
I've taken a lot of risks. I'll take a few more.
他说，他在经营企业的过程中冒了不少险，再承担点风险也无妨。他的言下之意是，他对合资伙伴为他的企业发展所可能提供的经济保障并不感兴趣。这引导 Tate 女士做出什么结论来了呢？
So let's stick with the banks.
他说，那我们还是继续利用银行贷款吧。这句话里有短语 stick with。它类似于 stick to， 有继续不变的意思。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What doesn't the client want to give up?
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
With so many advantages, why don't I like this?
It's your company. You don't want to give up control.
Who would? I don't want to give up equity in my company.
You've worked hard to build it up.
I've taken a lot of risks. I'll take a few more.
So, let's stick with the banks.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的答案对照一下。
What doesn't the client want to give up?
Control and equity.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下学到的词句。
I told you how a commercial bank would stand by you.
Sure, as long as we're paying down our debt.
On the other hand, an investment bank's commitment is not to you.
No long-term commitment to me?
No, their commitment is to their investors.
You had mentioned a third source of funding.
Right, a joint venture.
A joint venture doesn't appeal to me.
There are a lot of advantages to having a partner.
Sure.I could give some other company a foothold in my market.
But they bring a lot to the table.
Like what?
Like capital and additional expertise.
I would grow a lot faster.
And you'd realize gains more quickly.
My risks would be lower. I wouldn't have any outstanding debts.
That's right. Plus, you'd have your partner's banks on your side.
With so many advantages, why don't I like this?
It's your company. You don't want to give up control.
Who would? I don't want to give up equity in my company.
You've worked hard to build it up.
I've taken a lot of risks. I'll take a few more.
So, let's stick with the banks.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说说怎么样表示同意成交。
Glenn, you've got a deal.
You won't be sorry.
第一个人向 Glenn 表示同意成交。
Glenn, you've got a deal.
Glenn 听了这样说。
You won't be sorry.
他的意思是你不会事后反悔的。由于他俩以名字相称呼，我们可以推测他俩一起商谈生意已经很久了，是熟人，或者他们原来就是朋友。所以交谈的口气是非正式的，而且随便。再听一次。
Glenn, you've got a deal.
You won't be sorry.
也可以用别的方式表示同意成交。
Glenn, you have a deal. It's a deal.
要是这个交易得有书面合同，还可以这样说。
Let's sign the papers.
所有这些说法都表示说话的人毫不犹豫地同意成交。要是他和交易对方的交往比较疏远而且正式，他就可能以下面几种方式来说了。
Mr. Lee, we accept the deal. I'm happy to tell you that we have accepted the deal.
如果他想在某些条件上做进一步的交涉，他就会这样说。
With certain conditions, we will accept the deal.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，听听 Crane 先生在 Tate 女士的引导下最后决定如何筹款。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听。各位下次再见。